Welcome to Chamber Chat, Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. We're actually in the studio. I feel, you know, we're not Zooming, and it's kind of crazy, and my hearing aids are ringing in my ear. Anyway, Tony McCary, how are you with the Durango-La Plata County Airport?
Good morning, Jack. Good to see you in person.
Well, I know, and not in a box, and Ed Lacey's in the house as well. I'm so giddy. I just don't know what to do with myself. So I know I flew a couple weeks ago, and by the way, new restroom remodel looks awesome. Check those out.
Great to hear.
Yep, absolutely. Protocols, when I entered, I had a mask on, and I kept the mask on until my son picked me up at the airport in San Antonio.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things we want people to be familiar with. The airport is under a federal mask mandate. That's in place for airports nationwide, both in the airport and on board the aircraft, as well as any mass transit, so buses, trains, etc. So we know that the rules are shifting, both here locally and nationwide. But make sure when you walk in the doors at the airport until you walk out the doors at your arrival airport, keep that mask on.
And a mask, not a buff.
Absolutely. Behind the ears.
Yes, behind the ears, and don't fling your hearing aids like I like to do. Now with that, you can pull it down to take a sip of water.
Yes, exactly. You're allowed to take drink as well. Those are certainly acceptable, but otherwise, mask is expected to be up through all durations of check-in, screening, boarding, deplaning, etc.
And I do want to point out, when I was flying, a flight attendant literally woke somebody up sitting in front of me that they had the mask on, but fell asleep and it fell down and woke them up to put it back on.
Yeah, absolutely. The airlines are taking this seriously and have throughout the entire pandemic and continue. I think it's a great testament to our industry, airport and airline, that have really prioritized health and safety throughout. And certainly we're all really excited to see things improving nationwide on the health front, seeing some relaxing on restrictions, which is indicative of heading in the right direction here. But the airlines continue to take this seriously, want to make sure that all passengers are comfortable throughout the entire process. So people just want to make sure to keep that mask on and be respectful to those around you who might not have the same consideration. They might have a health consideration or family consideration. Right. And we just want to make sure everyone's comfortable and following that same guideline.
And along that line, too, with travel, not only having the mask, you guys are going to be getting very busy with added flights with Frontier, American, United, ramping up, which is a happy problem. But how early do I need to get to the airport? Do I need to camp out the night before?
No camping necessary. Okay. However, we do require request that folks show up at least an hour and a half before their flight. Really suggest closer to 2 hours in many cases. Our airport is a smaller one. It's highly convenient. Everyone knows that you can get in and out quickly. But to your point, things are ramping back up. We're seeing demand pick up. Our April numbers were at 87% of pre-pandemic. Wow. May is probably going to track closer to about 95% of pre-pandemic. And then we just brought Delta on board with new service last week. So they're starting flights daily, have started flights daily to Salt Lake City at this point. Frontier will be starting up on June 4th. We're going to be seeing 15 to 20% more capacity this summer than we saw in 2019, which was a record-breaking year for us. So long story short, we'll be busy this summer, which is great. Things are booming. The economy's in good shape. Folks are both traveling locally and visiting our area as well. All great news, but it just means that people have to get back to arriving at that airport early, 90 minutes ahead of your flight at a minimum, closer to 2 hours, particularly if you're flying with multiple pieces of checked baggage, families, larger groups, etc. Really want to incentivize that and make sure people are getting there, reduce that stress. We're seeing on a daily basis people miss flights because they're showing up and missing airline check-ins, and don't do that to yourself. Show up that nice and early, relax at the airport. We're easy to get through, but you can come and relax post-security, enjoy the sights and sounds, and get ready for your travels stress-free.
Well, and I think that's so important to point out because it's not only, I mean, especially if you have check bags, because those folks that are working the counter are also probably the ones that are out there on the ramp, and Ed Lacey's been passed the microphone. You are the ones that check the person in if they haven't already checked. Do you get the luggage? But then you got to go load it, and that's part of the issue. And you got to get through the TSA line.
Well, we're called cross-trained agents, and every airline at the airport, including the new ones coming in, as Tony mentioned, Delta, Frontier, United, and of course American Airlines all have cross-train agents. We do the counter, we do the gate. We load bags, we unload bags, we escort you through the airport, we take care of ground security for the airline itself. The airport, of course, has their own fire and rescue and security apparatus, which we utilize.
Yeah.
With all that, we want people to do the math. As Tony and you have both pointed out, for airlines, a lot of those flights are going to be bunched at certain times of the day, which means upwards of 300 people could be trying to get through not only each individual airline, but also TSA. And the good people at TSA, of which we all know and love, because they are good people, they're great people, and we're all friends. We all work as a team together at the airport, all the airlines together. We're not separate, even though we are competitors as such. But you stop and think about it. Again, we ask you, do the math. You are not going to get up to the counter, check your bags, ask the questions you always ask, and get your seats changed. Can I, you know, do this? Can I do that? You know, questions that we would love to tell and write a book about someday in the near future or far future. But that takes time. Then you look at the TSA lines that you have to go through. It's going to take time.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of time. And that's why, again, we say an hour and a half minimum. We'd love you to be there 2 hours in advance. And not that I want to give them, a push or a plug, but there is a great deli at the La Plata County Airport who serves great food. And, of course, he has great adult beverages as well. And in back, beyond security. Mm-hmm. So if you are there an hour and a half to 2 hours ahead of time, you've got the ability to go and enjoy yourself with friends and family or meet new people. That's one of the nice things. So, Neil, thank you for doing a great job back there. We want you to obviously be responsible. All right. Enjoy your adult beverages, but don't overdo it, because then you're going to have to come talk to guys like me. And it's possible that I might not let you go on that airplane, because the flight attendants and pilots want to make sure that they're secure and that there's no problems on the flight, regardless of who the airline is. So, again, hour and a half to 2 hours.
And that hour and a half to 2 hours also is even if you you've already checked in, with a wonderful app, get there. And I'm one of those, and I've always liked getting to the airport. I'd rather sit at the airport and be there early than panicking trying to get to my flight and get through security and all that. I'd rather sit on the other side of security calmly and patiently than panicky trying to get through.
Well, we even have a book thing. Tony can tell you more about that, but there's a wonderful new book sharing location there. There are plenty of places now. In fact, we've just added more charging stations for your phones and your laptops and your iPads. So it's an all-inclusive airport. We like to now call it the... How do you say the biggest small airport now in the four corners?
We are
busy, and you can't get there. I'm really going to come out and put myself, Tony can correct me. You can't get there 45 minutes or less and expect to get on your flight.
You stop
and think about Frontier coming in. That airplane holds 150 people. Again, we ask you to do the math in your head.
Yeah,
150 people be processed in 45 minutes.
Can't happen. Now, along this line, when you mentioned, load factor stuff, Durango La Plata County Airport, through this whole pandemic, has it beats the numbers, percentages from the national numbers. We have been very busy, which is probably a testament to why we have more flights, right? Or you just went out and did a great recruiting job.
I'd like to take the credit, but it's definitely lies here in our market. And you're absolutely correct. Throughout the entire pandemic, what we've seen is our overall recovery has run anywhere from 15 to at times up to 30 percentage points ahead of the overall U.S. recovery. So right now, as we're sitting in that 90-plus percentage recovery range, the U.S. average is about 60% overall. What we've seen in general is that domestic leisure markets have snapped back quite resiliently, as opposed to business and international driven markets are lagging quite significantly for fairly obvious reasons.
Right. Now, and along the lines too, I think, let me run through. So run through real quick all the flights. I mean, so we have the destination. So we've got Phoenix. Go on.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm start with American Airlines. They have daily nonstop service to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and Phoenix Sky Harbor. And then starting on June 3rd, we'll be serving seasonal Los Angeles International Airport on June 3rd through August 16 on a daily basis. So three destinations a summer on American. If you kick over to United, continuing to fly to Denver International 6 to 7 times daily this summer on a continual basis. Our newest entrant, Delta Airlines, currently flying one time daily to Salt Lake City International. That kicks up to 2 times daily on the 26th, so just over a week from now. Yeah. So we'll be running 2 daily flights to Salt Lake this summer. And then lastly, Frontier will be starting June 4th, running 4 bi-weekly to Denver International, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. That is technically seasonal service. It's being sold through the early fall. We do anticipate that flight is likely to continue beyond the seasonal period. It's just being pushed out as seasonal trial service. And then lastly, Frontier on June 11 will be starting direct Durango Las Vegas service. That'll be flying 2 times a week, Mondays and Fridays. That is permanent year-round service.
And Monday, Friday, so you get to go on a Friday, gamble, have fun, enjoy Sin City, come back on Monday.
There's a rhyme to the reason on that one. I think they know what they're doing in terms of scheduling over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and along that line, again, it's if go to flydurango.com.
Yes.
And you can see all of these. Also, I always ask you to plug the Airfare Club.
Yeah, the Durango Airport Airfare Club is a free service we offer. Very straightforward, a simple email subscription. Sign up for us, and once a week you'll get a concise, easy email from our club just informing you of great fares that we've found nationwide, sometimes internationally as well. So these are our attempt to go out there and find those really great deals that you might not necessarily pick up, just screening on your own. Just looking at the one that we sent out this Saturday, there was numerous locations all for under $300 round trip all throughout the domestic U.S. Occasionally we'll see, especially as international destinations begin to reopen, you'll see flights to Europe for under $500 round trip, etc. These are really cool opportunities, and the club's just a fun way to be able to keep track of good airfares into unique destinations that might match your travel needs or kind of spark that interest in you for a new destination to check out.
I forwarded the week ago, it was to Omaha, to Rita Simon, who she's from, and I said, hey, check this out. She wrote back, wow, that's cheap. And I said, well, you know, just to let you know that is available. Got about a minute left, so what have we forgotten? And I just, Ed's taking the microphone, I just want to say I'm so glad you didn't say you also get in the cockpit to fly the plane.
No, I don't do that.
Good.
I've done a lot. There are things we have to do up there, and that's search, and we will talk about that. Every airplane is still clean to COVID standards. Everybody can be comfortable with that. And every aircraft at night required through Homeland Security TSA guidelines has to be searched.
Uh-huh.
And it is also searched on every flight basis from the outside and in. So the passenger safety and security is still in mind, obviously, as we continue to go through this. We do want to remind people that all of the airlines, all four of us, are going to a 45-minute bag check-in routine. If you're not there at the counter 45 minutes before and you're checking a bag, the likelihood of you getting it checked in is not going to happen.
Okay.
And it's a 30-minute cutoff. So if you are one of those people that arrive late and you're not there within 30 minutes, we don't have control over that. It's actually, they cut off the computers and the kiosks automatically.
Ah.
I don't have a button I can push to turn it back on and be a nice guy and let you in. So again, hour and a half to 2 hours ahead of time. There's plenty of great things to do at the airport, plenty of great people watching to do.
Yep.
And there might be a delightful addition coming to the airport, which I'll let Tony address at a future time.
All right. Well, we'll get you back to talk about that. And parking. There's, you know, you can park. There's plenty of parking long term.
Yep. We get questions a lot, but currently have sufficient long term parking. Our overflow lots are open and ready to go. So shouldn't be any issues on that front.
All right. Your website one more time.
Flydurango.com.
How early do I need to get there before my flight?
Minimum of an hour and a half, closer to 2 hours if you can.
All right.
Please.
Yes, please, please. I did laugh when I flew out because I got to smack Dean Garland, my high school buddy, in the leg, and he was like, who the heck is touching me, as I was reaching down to put my bag on the little cart. So, Tony, Ed, thank you guys for coming in, and great to see you, not on Zoom. And again, flydurango.com. Get out there. 90 minutes, preferably 2 hours before your flight.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, guys. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.